Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A Montgomery County man is charged with abusing his two-month-old baby. That baby is the son of 24-year-old Jayana Webb, the woman who got pregnant while out on bail on charges of third-degree murder for killing two state troopers and a pedestrian on I-95 in 2022. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
27-year-old Tahir Riley from Schwanksville is charged with multiple felonies after his two-month-old son was taken to a pediatrician in East Narton with significant swelling and bruising on the left side of his head. The criminal complaint says Riley told detectives he may have lifted the baby's legs too hard while changing a diaper in the overnight hours of April 18th into April 19th. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office confirms the boy is the son of Jayana Webb. Webb is currently serving 27 and a half to 60 years in state prison for killing state troopers Brandon Siska and Martin Mack while they were helping Reyes Rivera Oliveras on I-95 on March 21st, 2022. Webb had been pulled over for speeding not long before the fatal crash, but was given a warning when the troopers got the call for a pedestrian on I-95 near the sports complex. Webb got pregnant while she was out on bail. She was 7 months pregnant when she pleaded guilty to three counts of third-degree murder and homicide by vehicle while DUI in November. She was allowed to remain free until she delivered the baby in February.
Riley is held on $1 million bail in Montgomery County with a preliminary hearing scheduled for May 29th. The city of Philadelphia is cracking down on car owners who don't observe parking restrictions for street cleaning. The city began an expanded street cleaning program April 1st, but so far it's only been issuing warnings. Today, the parking authority began issuing $31 tickets. The days and times of street cleaning parking restrictions are posted on the streets in the program. Philadelphia abandoned street cleaning for more than a decade because council members believed residents would not move their cars so streets would be cleaned. The program returned in 2019. And has been expanded to more streets this year. The program and restricted parking runs until November. The FBI says fraud scams targeting the elderly are increasing almost daily. To help curb the problem, the FBI is pairing with Pennsylvania nonprofit healthcare company Highmark. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
FBI agent Brooklyn Royden says there are a number of red flags you should be aware of when it comes to elder fraud scams.
Unsolicited mail that may indicate you've won the lottery or that you should donate to some unknown charity, or unsolicited door-to-door sales.
Royden says these scams have been around for a while, but now they're on the rise.
In 2021 and 2022, FBI reporting indicated that loss amounts for victims over the age of 60 years of age rose 84%.
That's why they're teaming up with Highmark to put out videos and information about what's going on. She adds there are also some things people need to do to protect themselves.
Never, ever should you provide your personal identifying information, your financial information, your credit card information, to include PINs, logins, to anyone that you don't know or trust.
Officials say billions of dollars lost annually from the schemes. EasyPass customers, a heads up from the South Jersey Transportation Authority. Officials say scammers have been sending out phishing texts from a number linked to a fake EasyPass toll services account. The link is said to direct people to settle outstanding balances to avoid late fees. Anyone who has clicked the link and filled out the form should contact their bank to ensure accounts are closely monitored. SJTA officials say customers are urged to be careful with clicking links from senders they don't recognize and report any suspicious activity. During an unrelated press conference Monday morning, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner was questioned about how he would handle the protesters camped out at the University of Pennsylvania and whether he would prosecute them. Krasner says his office is reserving judgment, waiting to see what does or does not happen. The DA telling reporters he does not want to make a political statement in either direction.
We certainly take very seriously not only free speech rights, but the importance of academic institutions being able to function and educate.
Krasner says whatever decision is made will be made on an individual basis and whether or not there is justification to prosecute. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.